So this morning, I want to talk to you about speaking to God and hearing God. This is something that God has been speaking to me about and taking me on a bit of a journey with. So I want to share with you some of my thoughts on some of the things that God's been saying to me over the last few months. So something that I've realized recently is that this has been a journey, that this is something that God is teaching me about and speaking to me about, and something that we're learning together on. And that's really good because that's what life and being in relationship with God is all about. But one thing that I've really realized recently is that we all hear from God in different ways. And the way that I hear from God and the way that God speaks to me is different to the way that he speaks to you and the way that you might hear him speak to you. So that's okay because we're all different, aren't we? We're all made different. We're all unique in our own way. And God knows exactly the right way that he can speak to us so that we can hear his voice. And this became really apparent to me recently when I was having a chat with my husband, Dave, and I realized that I felt that he should hear God the way that I hear God. And then he was telling me about how he hears God, and God speaks to him through quite often through his gut feeling, through a real like feeling in his stomach. And I was like, oh yeah, that's different to me. But that's okay because he works in a different way to me. He is a different person. So don't be alarmed if you hear from God in a different way to your friends or your family, because that's okay. It's all okay. It's good not to compare ourselves to other people. It's good not to look at other people's relationship with God and think, oh, that's how I should be. I really believe that actually we need to be individual, that God has made us uniquely and that he wants to speak to us and be with us in our own unique way. And you know, he's a creative God. He is so creative. He's created the world and all that's in it, and it looks beautiful at the moment with all the colors. So, you know, it's good that we're all different, but don't compare yourself to other people. So what is prayer? What is talking to God? I think prayer sometimes can have a bit of a label on it, and it's like, oh, we need to sit in a room in a meeting and we need to put our hands together and we need to say the Our Father, say the Lord's Prayer. But actually, what is prayer? What is talking to God? And what it is, and simply what it is having a two-way conversation between you and God. In Jeremiah 29, 12, it says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen." And that really shows that two-way conversation. You know, we can go to God and we can talk to him and he will listen. And not only will he listen, he will talk back to us, which is really, really great. God so wants us to have a relationship with him. He wants us to be in connection with him. And we've talked a lot about that over time. And at the beginning, God made us in the image and likeness of him. And that is such an amazing thing. We're made in the image and likeness of God. And that means that part of that is that our setup, our DNA, is that we're designed to be in relationship with God. We're designed to have a relationship with him and to be with him and to speak to him and for him to speak to us. It's not one way, it's a two-way thing, remember, a two-way conversation. He wants us to get to know him more. If you have a friend, part of being in relationship with them is that you get to know them and you get to know who they are as a person. And that's what God wants for us. He wants us to get to know him as a person. And, you know, One thing that is really great is that God is a three, and there's the Trinity part of God. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he wants us to have a relationship with each of those bits, each of those parts of him. I always think of the Trinity of like an apple. It's like, so an apple is an apple. So an apple is God. And within that apple, there are three parts. There's the skin, there's the fleshy bit, and there's the core. And that's the same. That's kind of like how I think of God, a bit like an apple. I know that sounds weird, but he has three parts to him, and each of those parts are important. And we can pray to each of those parts. And that's really, really important. We can pray, Father God. We can pray, Jesus, give us what we need. We can pray, Holy Spirit, give us the tools that we need. Help me see things. Help me open my eyes. There's so many things of so many different ways that we can pray to God. So some of you might be thinking, well, I don't actually hear from God. I don't hear God's voice. I don't hear him talking to me. And sometimes this can be a bit of a sticking point for people. But I want to tell you today that he does talk to you. But what it is, it's finding that voice, finding the voice that he has for you, finding the way that he wants to talk to you. Because like I said at the beginning, he wants to speak to each of us in a different way. He wants to speak to each of us in a unique way. So sometimes we need to just allow a bit of time to get used to hearing his voice and allowing time to see what it sounds like to you. When God speaks to me, he can speak to me in many different ways. Sometimes it is kind of like a voice that I hear, but sometimes it can be through his creation. It can be through songs. It can be through his word. It can be through so many different things. It doesn't have to just be a voice. You know, you think of that big audible voice coming from heaven. It doesn't have to be that way. Over time, my relationship with God has grown, and my ability to hear his voice has grown. And I can say that actually there have been times when I found it hard to hear his voice. And especially when there's been big things going on in my life, sometimes it's really hard to hear that voice because you get a bit overwhelmed by everything that's going on and everything you're feeling. So don't be alarmed by that. You know, it's okay. But the important thing is to keep talking to God, keep keeping that connection with God going, and eventually you will hear his voice. He will speak to you, maybe very quietly or maybe in a bigger voice, but he will speak to you. So don't be alarmed. Just keep talking and keep giving yourself that chance to hear his voice, just spending some time quietly to hear his voice, but don't get stressed by it, is what I'm saying, because he will speak. He really will, because I know he will. So I said to you just now about how God can speak to us in so many different ways and in so many different forms, and I've had God speak to me through songs, and I know there's lots of other people where God can speak to them through songs. And I remember quite a while ago now, God just spoke to me about a song that was on the radio, and it was about kind of the person that I am and how he loved me. And every time I hear that song, I'm like, oh yeah, God, that's the song that you gave me. That's really important. And I hold on to that. And I have a little playlist of all the songs that God has spoken to me through. And every now and again, I'll flick them on and kind of go, yeah, God, this is what you were saying to me. This is what you wanted to say to me in this song. So when God does speak to me, he speaks to me about different things. Sometimes, like I say, it can just be that he loves me and he wants to tell me that he loves me. sometimes he might want to just reassure me, or he might want to give me words of hope and faith, or sometimes he might just want to chat to me. One thing I love doing is going for walks and just spending time chatting to God. Sometimes I'm just like saying, okay, God, you know, what is it you love about this? What is it? Recently, I went for an autumn walk and I just said to God, what is it you love about this season? What is it that you, why did you make us have autumn? What is it? And God, do you know what God said to me? He said, I've given you autumn with all the beauty and all the colours so that you can remember it through the winter when it's not so sunny and it's not so, it's more grey. But he says, you can hold on to those colours. You can remember those colours. And so when I've been going out for walks, I've been really remembering the colours. I've been kind of almost taking little pictures in my head going, oh yeah, I love those colours. Ah, oh, I love that picture that I can see there. I love it, and I've been soaking it all in. And I just absolutely love that he's done that for us. That we can enjoy autumn and it can take us through the winter. We can remember these colours. It's so beautiful outside at the moment. Autumn is my favourite season, I have to say. So, you know, I do really, really love this time of year. But God's given it to us for a reason. So get out and enjoy it. Get out and enjoy the walks that you have with him. And ask him. Ask him, because he might say something different to you about what he loves about autumn. But to me, it was the colours and how he loves the colours, and he's given those to us this time of year. Another time when I was out for a walk, I walked under a tree and God just really spoke to me all of a sudden about this tree. And the tree, I was walking under this tree and it kind of really went over me and enveloped me. And God just said to me, this is how I am protecting you right now. This is the protection that I'm putting around you. This is what it feels like to be protected by me, to be cocooned by me, but like this tree. And I've really, really had to hold on to that picture recently. So when God speaks to you, believe it. Have faith in what he's saying to you and believe it. Because those words are special that he's giving to you. He's not saying them to anybody else. He's speaking to you. And keep hold of those words. Write them down. I have a journal that I use and I write the words down, because when you come to times when things are hard and you're struggling, it's then that you need to kind of go back to those words and read them again and read what God said to you. And have faith. Stand on those words. God, you have said this to me. When all the coronavirus kind of kicked off over here, I found myself being quite alarmed and concerned about the future. I quite liked security in my life, and I felt like a lot of that had just been taken from me, and I didn't know what the future was going to hold and how things were going to work. You know, my business stopped and everything changed, as you know. And I had to really go to God and say to God, God, what are you saying to me? I need to hear your voice. I need to hear you in this time, because I'm worried. I'm concerned. I don't know what's happening and I'm feeling really anxious. And God spoke to me time and time again. And he said to me, you're going to be okay. I'm protecting you. I'm looking after you. You're going to be okay. And he spoke to me and he reassured me and he loved me. And those are the things that I've had to hold on to during this time. I've had to look back on those words and go back to God and say, what is it that you said to me? Ah, yes, okay, this is what you said. And stand on those words and pray on those words. So, I would really encourage you that to hold on to those words, to have faith and stand on them and say, this is what God's saying to me. These are his words for me.
In Romans 12:3, it says, God has given everyone a measure of faith. He's given all of us a bit of faith. It can be as tiny as a mustard seed, or it can be a huge, big faith. But whatever it is, it's, and however big it is, it's still faith, and it's still for you. So we're not at the end of our journey as far as hearing God and speaking to God. We're just kind of all on our different paths, and that's good. And that's the beauty of being in a relationship with God, that we're all at different stages and we can all hear him and speak to him in different ways. So the first thing is, have you heard God speak to you? Have you heard his voice? Does God speak to you? And that's okay if it's a no, that's absolutely fine. And then if he has been speaking to you, then what has he been saying to you recently? What are the words that he's been saying to you? And then how do you hear God's voice? How do you hear him? Is it through songs? Is it through his word? Is it through a voice that you hear? How in your thoughts? How is it that God speaks to you? There are no right or wrong answers in these questions. That we're all on a different journey, like I said, so they're going to be different for each of us. And then this week, I'd like you to take a moment and carve out a bit of time to really listen to God's voice. Listen to hear what he has to say to you this week. And whether that's just finding a quiet spot, a quiet time in your house, or whether it is just going out for a walk like I do and just marveling at what the beauty is outside. Just spend some time hearing his voice and hearing what he wants to say to you, because I believe that he has something to say to everybody. And the other thing I wanted to say is, if you can't hear God's voice, then, and you're struggling to hear his voice, then contact a friend and ask them to pray for you. And ask them that you will hear his voice. And go on that journey with somebody. You know, we've said in church that, you know, being on a journey, we need the right information and we need friends. So these are the two things that you can really, and a connection with God is the third thing. So we need all of these things to be able to hear God's voice. So go on that journey with somebody, if that is you. And ask them to help you and pray for you this week.